All right, join me in welcoming our 10-minute speaker from Paso, all the way from Paso. We have Alisa M. Please.
All right. Alisa, alcoholic. It's really scary. I was telling myself I'm working on this law of attraction manifesting thing, so I was changing my dialogue from I'm nervous, to I'm excited, until I got up here and I'm really nervous. this is really exciting. I love it. So I got 10 minutes. Let's gather myself. So to qualify, I am an addict through and through, whatever it is. I love it. I want it all. I binge. I don't go home. Everything and anything that I can put into my body to excess, I will do so. Having worked the steps, that started at a young age with attention, food, men, exercise. And then it got into drugs and alcohol later. Alcohol has always been a constant. There are drugs in my story. I'm no longer apologizing for that. It's not meant to be offensive. That's my experience, strength, and hope. And I don't really know. I hope that we are more accepting of the change, the evolution that AA is going to take. This is a life-saving program. Whatever 12-step program you're in, I think it should just be all-inclusive. So I'm sorry if that offends anybody. That's not the point from my point of view. Anyhow, I have mental illness in my story, and I have basically kind of Al-Anon in it. My sister is a huge part of my story because she was a heroin addict for 10 years, and that really affected the family dynamic. And it also kind of prolonged my disease and made it difficult for me to realize that I had a problem myself. So when I hit puberty, I started suffering from major depression, suicide, ideation, and tendencies. That wasn't treated or diagnosed until my early 20s when I went to college and I was being hospitalized for panic attacks on a regular basis. I do take antidepressants, which has helped me immensely. There's nothing to discount psychiatry, whatever else you need to help yourself out. It's also in the big book. So I know some people are like altering substances from the mind up. I'm not taking it to get high. I'm taking it to be normal chemically in my brain. And it helps. I say that because, so I went to college. Anyways, I took a med holiday and went off my meds for a little bit, and that's when everything spiraled for me. And I was a psych tech at Ash for about 6 years, and the last thing we want our patients to do is not take their meds. So why I did it myself, I don't know, but it led me here. So that comes a little bit later. Anyhow, I went to college. I wasn't a big partier. I was Mama E growing up. I am a caregiver through and through. I always take care of people. I was the sober driver because we were partying out in Salinas. And I'm like, we need a sober driver or we're not going to get home alive. So that was kind of my role. So when I drank for the first time, right before I turned 16, it was a big deal. Like, oh my God, Mama E is drinking. Look at, she's drunk. All that. I didn't have an aha moment. It was just, it was an epitome of what the next 20 years of my drinking career is going to be like, though, for sure. It was, oh, this is great. Oh, I love all of you guys, to blacking out, crying, puking rally, laughing. I mean, it was all just a mess, blacking out, in and out of memory. And that was literally how my entire drinking career went. I didn't do it regularly. I didn't do it daily. I was a binge drinker when I did it. I was on the weekends, but it wasn't bad. I went to college, everybody did that. You know, Friday, Saturday, no big deal. And then your weekends turn into Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, now you have football on Sunday and Monday, you know? So it just went, and it was always a big deal. When I was drinking, it was gonna be, okay, well, I'm gonna drink. I'm gonna need probably 2 days to recover. I mean, I had to like plan this because I didn't know how to stop. I just drank until I blacked out. And the problem was, is not a whole lot of people can tell that I was blacked out, except if you were my best friend over there. And my giveaway was the one-eyed looking at the phone right there, and that's how she knew I was fucked up. But I held it pretty much together. Oh, excuse my language. I'm sorry. I'm working on that. Progress, not perfection. Okay. Anyways, that manifestation, I was thinking about it, and I made it happen. So I went to college, and it wasn't that big of a deal. Everybody did it. I went to Poly. I mean, I don't know how I graduated. I did. It was like academic probation, get off. I didn't get kicked out. I graduated. I was functioning. And I say that because that was hard for me to realize that I had a problem. At this point, my sister is in and out of jails, institutions, and has died numerous times. Every time I get a phone call from my parents after 10 o'clock, it was, is she dead? No, but she died. You know, and it created this dynamic. It was like I had to be the good daughter. I mean, whatever that meant. But here I am. So she's my baby sister, has always kind of gotten the attention. And I'm over here like, look at, I'm graduating. I need your attention. And she's getting it because she's in jails and all this kind of stuff. So it was hard for me to realize how much of a problem I had. Where are we with time? I want to get to the recovery. So we're going to just skip ahead. I went on my med holiday. I graduated Cal Poly. I got a career. I didn't do anything that I did at Poly, by the way. I went to psych tech school and I started working at Atascadero State Hospital. It was a great job. At this point, my disease was just kind of spiraling. I'd get off at 11:30 at night if I wasn't mandated till 7 a.m. We'd all go to Unit 35, which is Outlaws, right around the corner there. And it was like, how much can I drink in 2 hours of bar time? So it was like four beers to everyone's one and that kind of stuff. I took a med holiday for other reasons, and I spiraled into really bad depression. I made some really bad decisions, including dating a man who I met whilst clean and sober, but then he relapsed on meth, and I found out when he tried to kill me. And the natural thing to do when you're spitting your teeth out of your mouth and catching your breath is to just start using drugs, obviously. I had dabbled with stuff a little bit, a handful before that time in college. I asked my sister, tell me about cocaine. She's like, stay away from it. You're going to love it. I heeded that warning. But as soon as I had that there, anyways, that was a catalyst. One of the worst things that's ever happened to me. And it led me into a 9-month free fall. I stopped going to work. I isolated from everybody. I don't like lying, but I was lying by omission. And I just stopped talking to my family, talking to my friends, thinking I can hide it. I moved my dealer in because that's the most practical thing to do. You never run out of drugs if he's living on your couch, obviously. At this point in time, my sister had finally found recovery herself. She had found AA. And she had been in and out of rehabs, AA, you know, she thinks it's a cult, all this kind of stuff. We can go on and on. But she was finally honest, open, and willing about it. And she was ready. And so here I am at the worst part of my life. And my sister is doing the best she's ever been. And I can't wrap my head around that for my parents. Because I've just spent a decade watching them slowly die from the inside out because of what my sister was doing to them. And now they finally have their baby daughter back, and here I am, struggling for life. I was able to finally tell them. My therapist had said, there is nothing that you can tell your family that's gonna kill them, but you holding on to this secret's gonna kill you. So I did. I had gone to a meeting with my sister when I was really messed up and coming down, and I saw all these laughing, smiling, beautiful faces. I heard the 9-step promises at the end. I was a wreck. I mean, maybe coming down had something to do with it, but I was just a bawling mess. I was like, I want that. I want it. And I did it. I made a decision. I went into rehab. 30 days turned into 90. And it's the best decision that I have ever made for myself. I got out and COVID hit on my 90 days. So it took me about 2.5 years until I found AA here in this county, because I left the area to go to rehab. And in that, it's been about 1.5 years now. In that time, I have done more. So I have 4 years, and in the 1.5 years just since I found you guys here, I have done more in my life than I've done in like 30 years. I go to WIPOC conventions. I have an amazing, incredible group of friends. I mean, all of you guys are my friends, really, and I feel that. And we go to WIPOC events. I can go anywhere, and someone in AA will put me up. Like, I did that to go to a WIPOC event, didn't have a place to stay, and she let me and 4 friends stay at her house. Here's the key. I mean, where do you get that? You don't get that. You know, I always had that, I have that disease of more. I want more, I want more, I want more. And I didn't realize, like, what I was missing. I had a God-sized hole in me. I didn't realize that. I even struggled with the God term and all that kind of stuff. But I could have been drunk, high, just had a great meal, smoking a cigarette, got a beer in hand with my best friend, just had great sex, and I'm still missing something, right? I still want more. What more could you possibly want? And then I found that in the rooms of AA, and I had no idea. You guys have given me a sense of purpose, sense of belonging, love, and guess what? I found love from myself. Like, that's huge. I have been working on that, and it's happened with your guys' help, the help of AA, and going to meetings, getting a sponsor, working the 12 steps. Guess what, guys? There is not one problem that we aren't 12 steps away from fixing. We have that. We have a solution to live. Life, I don't say life is lifey, I hate that term, but life on life's terms. Things are gonna happen. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not all great all the time, but I can manage it better. I'm gonna leave you with this. I have not told anybody this. My best friend knows. A couple weeks ago, it was 2 days before my 4-year anniversary, we went out to a friend's birthday party, and I had gotten a virgin Moscow mule. The second time I got it, it was not virgin. And I didn't know, obviously, right? And I took a couple sips, and then I was like, does this have alcohol in it? And she was like, oh my God, it does. I was like, what the fuck? I lost my shit for a moment, for sure. I paused when agitated or doubtful. And I'm so blessed because I work a strong program. That obsession didn't kick in. It wasn't like, oh, well, F it. All bets are off. It's in my body now. I want more. It was, do I have to change my date? Because that matters to me. Like, I've worked really hard for it. I'm 2 days away from 4 years. And my best friend over here, who's a normie, it's not meant as a bad thing. This poor thing, I keep being like, she's a normie. And she's like, what the fuck? She's like, call and listed off my boyfriend, sponsor, it was late at night, and my tribe. And I got to call people, right? And they talked me out of it. And I was like, you're okay, come off the ledge. My boyfriend laughed at me. He's like, babe, it's fine. He didn't go into it with that intention, right? And I didn't get that obsession again because I work a solid program. I stay close to this. I read the big book, I come here, I have you guys. I can call people after 10 o'clock at night. And I'm so grateful for that. And everything that you guys have given me and AA has given me, you know, sense of purpose, sense of belonging. You guys are my rat park. I don't know if you've heard this. I highly recommend listening to a TED Talk by Johan Yari or something like that. And it's called The Opposite of Addiction is Connection. Check it out. It'll change your life. It's fantastic. But he talks about like this study that they did where they put a single rat in a cage with drug water and regular water, and every time the rat overdosed and killed himself on the drug water. And a few years later, another scientist came in and said, let's change the environment and put them in a rat park. And the same water bottle, drug water bottle, regular water bottle. But they had all these rat friends that they can eat and play and have fun. And not one rat overdosed and died because of his environment. And they called it Rat Park. And you guys, AA is my Rat Park. And thank you for that. That's all I got.
Please give Elisa another round of applause.